You are listening to Hangouts with Heather.
Hangouts with Heather.
On 9 Block Radio.
Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hark, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday, and it is indeed a beautiful one here in Johannesburg today. And I hope that whatever you've got planned for later today and the weekend is going to be outdoorsy and summery, because we certainly do have the most amazing summers here in South Africa. Now, before I kick off the show, I just want to make a short little announcement. I'm going to be hitting the pause button for a little while on the podcast, on the blog, on social media, and I'm just going to be taking a little bit of a break and sort of recalibrating and figuring things out. It's been a bit of an upside down year, I know, for everybody, myself included, and I think just some time off and some peace and quiet, I think, is definitely what I need. So I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break at the end of this year. But stick around, there will be more to come soon. So, without any further ado, let us get started. Our new Miss South Africa 2020 is here. Should have had Sol Maseda. Well done. It's absolutely incredible. She was crowned at the Glittering Pageant finale, which was held for the first time in the Mother City last weekend. The 24-year-old, who comes from Hamasia in Limpopo, has a Bachelor of Social Sciences in Philosophy, Politics and Economics from the University of Pretoria. She is currently doing her BA Honours in International Relations at the University of Witwatersrand, and she receives R1 million in cash, as well as a further R2 million worth of sponsorship and prizes, including the use of a luxury Santon apartment and a Mercedes-Benz Cabriolet for the year. First runner-up is a medical doctor, Tato Moshele. She's 25, from Klerksdorp in the Northwest. And second runner-up, Natasha Hubert, is 23 years old, and she is a BCom graduate from Pretoria. And for the very first time in the history of the Miss South Africa pageant, the trio will represent our beautiful country at the world's three most prestigious pageants. Previously, the Miss South Africa organization has sent a representative to both Miss Universe and Miss World, but they will also now be fielding a candidate to Miss Supernatural. It will only be revealed at a later date which contestant will go to which pageant. So do make sure to keep an eye on their social media accounts. And of course, you can find out more on their website, misssa.co.za. Congratulations, Shurufadzo. I am so proud of you. You've got such a unique look. And I cannot wait to see what you do for us on an international stage. Go get 'em, girl. Now, this weekend, I'm so excited. I've spoken about them before. This weekend is the Itemba Walkathon. It is their 15th year, but they're going to be hosting their first ever virtual Itemba Walkathon tomorrow, Saturday the 31st of October, to raise funds for breast cancer awareness and education. They've got an awesome entertainment lineup featuring global phenomena Master KG, the sensational Nomsebo, and super talented DJ Lala Hirayama is also being confirmed. And this is its 15th annual edition, but its first virtual one ever. So basically what you need to do is you need to download the app and you can register and you can take part. So basically how it works is you purchase your Itemba Walkathon tickets for R150 for adults, R100 for kids under the age of 12, and free entry for kids under the age of 2 years on their website, which is itembawalkathon.co.za. Once the participant has registered and registration is confirmed, you receive a link to download the app, which you can then use to receive breast cancer education and reminders about the event and get involved during the event. So you can choose any route of your choice and receive push notifications informing you about the distance that you've walked, and you can watch all the entertainment. It's going to be a load of fun. I'm super excited. So head on over to itembawalkathon.co.za. That's in partnership with Avon and Justine. I am going to be walking from my garden. I'm not going to be on one of the routes. I'm going to be walking from my garden, but I am looking forward to getting involved once again with this incredible event this year. So now summer is finally here, and if you're down in the Cape, you are just in time for Niederberg's Sunset Stoep Sessions, which are taking place at The Manor, the winery's revamped food and wine experience hub, and is situated in its historic manor house. Devised to help you wind down and get in the mood for the weekend, the weekly Summer Sunset Stoep Sessions start at 3:30 until 6 p.m. every Friday until the end of February, except obviously for Christmas Day and New Year's Day. You can savor some of Niederberg's fine wines, including its very impressive Cup Classique and a range of refreshing wine cocktails, whilst watching the sunset over the majestic mountains and the lush vineyards, and listening to relaxing yet upbeat live music by Ruan Grobbelaar with Craig V filling in on occasion. This looks absolutely awesome. Bring the kids along to enjoy the play area in the garden, and lawn games for adults are also on offer. Entrance, of course, is free, but booking is essential by contacting the manor on 021-862-3104, or you can pop them an email, info@niederberg.com. The summer sunset strip sessions looks incredible. It's times like these that I wish I was back in the Cape. Now, Blauwklippen is a wine farm also down in the Cape, and they've just opened their new farm shop and deli, which is all about local and offering a country-style destination in the heart of Stellenbosch that's easily accessible for locals and stocks the best of locally grown and produced deli fare. The old farm stables on the Stellenbosch's oldest wine farm were carefully converted over the past 3 months to house the farm shop and deli, incorporating a casual bistro and the new aptly named panorama terrace that overlooks the sprawling picnic lawn with views across the farm to the mountains beyond. This looks absolutely wow. It's stunning, and those views. So the farm shop and deli hosts of various food stations with a selection of the best locally produced deli products and handmade goods, and visitors can treat themselves to a selection of freshly baked pies and sweet treats from M Patisserie. There's a charcuterie section with a variety of meats and cheeses and stylish homeware and lifestyle accessories from Fleur Le Cordeur. The bistro-style restaurant serves breakfast and a selection of hot-pressed sandwiches, salads, and mezze platters at attractive prices. The farm shop in Delhi is open from Tuesdays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and from 9 to 4 on Saturdays and Sundays. You can find out more on their website, blauwklippen.com/farmshop, or give them a call, 021-880-0133. Now, you know I love a good competition, and this week I have not one, but two lined up for you. And they're kind of like both happen to be in the laundry or washing section of your life. So new Skip detergents with Fiber Protect technology penetrate deep into fabric and clean it in a better and new way, smoothing and aligning fibers, sustains and dirt wash away more easily, giving clothes better clean, better shape and better color, caring for garments wash after wash, and it smells delicious. I must tell you, Skip recently partnered with three local designers who celebrate the kaleidoscope of color and pattern, which is the embodiment of African design, and they've created some distinctive fabric cloth masks featuring signature prints from vibrant African contemporary label La Rich Factory, ethical heritage brand Fundudzi by Craig Jacobs, and Loincloth and Ashes. And these masks are absolutely incredible. So I'm so excited to have one of three limited edition designer face masks, Skip washing powder, and some comfort fabric conditioner samples to add to your wash as well for that extra smell to give away. I have got one hamper to give away, and it is valued at 200 Rand. To one lucky listener. All you need to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then you need to click on the win with Skip washing powder valued at 200 Rand. Comment below the post and let me know the name of one of the designers who are making the limited edition masks for Skip, and it could be you. Don't worry, I've got all the names listed in the post, so I've made it super easy. Competition closes 10th of November, and the winner will be contacted by email. T's and C's apply, of course. Now, to add to that, I have also got an incredible hamper from Comfort Fabric Softeners to give away. We place so much pressure on ourselves that we often forget that it's the little steps which lead us to where we want to be. And whether it's starting a home garden, ditching those bad eating habits, or making up with a friend or relative, there's value in saluting life's little victories. And that is why Comfort is encouraging you to step back, catch your breath, and celebrate the small wins in everyday life. There is no better way to smell like success. And let me just tell you, they smell incredible. I've been using Heavenly Nectar, and it is absolutely incredible. They have got three variants, Divine Petals, Heavenly Nectar, and Lily, to add to your wash. And I tell you, my whole house smells absolutely fabulous after I've done the laundry. So I love the fresh fragrance of my clothes and bedding so much that I begged Comfort to spoil one of my listeners with a 1 year supply of Comfort Premium Deluxe Fabric Softener valued at 600 Rand. All you need to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and comment below the post and let me know one of the variants in the Comfort Perfume Deluxe range, and it could be you. Competition closes on 6th of November, and the winner will be contacted by email. Good luck to you. So both of those are on the competitions tab on my website, heatherhook.com. Don't forget, everything that I've spoken about on the show today is, of course, available on my website, heatherhook.com. You can find out more, get times, prices, dates, all that kind of thing. And that is it from me for this week. I will be back with you. I don't know when, but I'm going to enjoy my little break. And if you can take a chance to rest, especially over the festive season, I suggest you do. It's been an incredibly upside down year, and I think a little bit of peace and quiet will serve everybody. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.